Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Although President Trump's travel ban is on hold, attorneys were at Logan Airport today, ready to help those concerned or confused about U.S. immigration policy. Among other things, the president's revised executive order blocked citizens of six mostly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. and prohibited refugees from entering the U.S. for 120 days. But court rulings have stopped the order from going into effect today as scheduled. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been covering this and joins us in our studios. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Deborah.
So explain some of the legal wrangling here. What do these federal decisions, court decisions say?
Right. So it's basically the same set of arguments, really, in Maryland and in Hawaii. The central question being, is this a Muslim ban? And the judge in Hawaii last night was very clear in his decision, saying that any, quote, reasonable, objective observer, end quote, can see the comments made by Trump on the campaign trail, can read the president's tweets, could read a campaign press release that said, quote, Donald Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. So basically, the judge said, you take all this into consideration and the context counts. So, yes, this shows the intent of the order is to discriminate against people of a particular faith, namely Islam, and not to secure the country. So interestingly, this decision used the president's own words against him and sets a very strong precedent for any other legal challenges. Of course, we do expect the Department of Justice will most likely appeal this decision. The president himself said he thought this was a broad judicial overreach. So we could very well see this end up at the Supreme Court.
And as we mentioned at the top, you were at Logan Airport this morning. What's happening there?
Yeah, it was a quiet scene this morning at Logan at the international arrivals gate. There were a handful of immigration lawyers sort of on watch, kind of standing by, holding signs that read, I'm a lawyer and ask me questions in Arabic and Farsi. And the lawyers don't expect anything like the chaos that really erupted following the original travel ban. And that's mostly because people have really been paying attention and there's been more time to react on the ground this go around. But still, they say they need to remain vigilant. So here's immigration attorney Kerry Doyle, who was at Logan Airport this morning.
I think it's important for us to have a presence here so that people know we're kind of here watching and making sure that we're being welcoming to everybody and even for the greater community to know that we're here if they've got problems or concerns.
So Doyle said lawyers will most likely continue to sort of work in shifts at Logan into the weekend.
And how about refugee resettlement? How is all of this affecting that here in Massachusetts?
Well, here's the thing about refugee resettlement. The revised travel ban would have closed the refugee admissions program for 120 days. So the federal court decision prevents that from happening. So resettlement agencies tell me they will continue to welcome refugees headed for Massachusetts, headed for New England. But it's really important to remember that President Trump also reduced the annual cap on the number of refugees that the country can admit as a whole. So as of now, that cap is set at 50,000 refugees. For comparison's sake, Obama had that cap at 110,000. So it's a big cut. As of now, that 50,000 cap on refugees is still in place. But I'm told by the State Department that that cap could change given the really wide scope of the court's decision. We'll really just have to wait and see what comes of that.
Okay. And we should mention also Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey has joined the lawsuit challenging this ban. When might we expect a ruling there? And what effect might that have, Shannon?
Right. So the state formally joined a Washington lawsuit and actually filed an amicus brief in the Hawaii case as well. So basically arguing that the state's really robust tech sector, healthcare industry, academia, and also just the large number of immigrants already living in Massachusetts would be irreparably harmed by this revised travel ban. So the court in Washington has not yet handed down a decision that we've seen. We could expect something today. But that case really has been usurped by this nationwide temporary freeze out of Hawaii that, as of now, is pretty much the law of the land.
All right. WBUR Shannon Dooling, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.